The legislation would exempt schools who meet certain benchmarks from a 15% per year cap on tuition increases. As it stands, only the University of Florida and Florida State University would be affected. The other 9 state universities, including USF, would still have a ceiling on how much they raise tuition each year. Representative Bill Proctor, a Republican from St. Augustine, said Florida needs to take steps to have more schools entered into the Association of American Universities, which is a group that only accepts major research institutions.
That California has 6 AAU. Florida has 1. If you're thinking about where you want to move a business that is contingent upon technology, where would you look? You're going to look at Florida with 1? Are you going to look at California with 6 plus another one that happens to be independent? So they really have 7. And we have 1. And that's shameful.
Opponents argue that the state should provide more funding so schools don't have to rely so much on tuition. They're also concerned that unlimited hikes will be an unfair burden to students. But Representative Seth McKeel, also a Republican, countered that both UF and FSU have made provisions to help financially struggling students.
The 2 university presidents who are contemplated in this bill have pledged to fill the gap and to cover the financial aid responsibilities of all of those who qualify for a Pell Grant. They've pledged that.
A companion bill is still in a Senate committee, and it has already passed 2 committees unanimously. But even if the measure passes the Senate, Governor Rick Scott could still veto it. He has said he's opposed to increasing tuition this year. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin.